You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
It's a rollicking, romantic recreation of 2 years in Vancouver's history. It's the musical Yippies in Love, and the period is 1970-1971. Bob Sardi is the playwright and lyricist. Bill Sample composed the music, and the play is directed by Jay Hamburger of Theatre in the Raw. This is Bob Sardi's second musical recreation of historical events in the Lower Mainland. The first was his play Bruce, centered on the life and activism of Bruce Erickson, a major figure in the transformation of the downtown east side. And Bob joins me now in the studio. Welcome and congratulations on Yippies in Love.
Well, thank you, Mordecai. I'm really happy to be here.
You had a paying job in 1970-71 for many years before and after working for the Vancouver Sun in the daytime. And in the program, you say you had a nighttime job. It was a yippie. You were a yippie at night.
Yeah, I was trying to combine the two. It's kind of a little bit difficult because when you're a reporter, you're supposed to remain very objective and not let anybody know what you really think or anything. So I mainly wanted to make sure my employers didn't know what I really thought. And so it was an exciting time where there was so much happening. It was so intense for people. So you could do that. Now I'd be kind of exhausted trying to do two things at once like that.
So you were a yippie. You were, of course, you have your memories from that time, 70, 71. What other memories did you draw on? What other research did you do to develop the play and the script?
Well, there was it was, as I said, a very intense time. Many of the people are still around, and I, you know, as a reporter, I know how to go around and interview people, get their memories, and select out the ones I needed. I went to the Sun Files, had lots of pictures, and that helps you recall. And the CBC has been very good to me with the TV. We use, the videos. We use the videos in the play, and the play is a drama, but we have videos there to show these things actually did happen. We're not making them up. The invasion of Blaine, the first time since Pancho Villa invaded the America that the U.S. Had to be subjected to an actual invasion. The Ocala out tearing down the fence there, the Gastown police riot, All Seasons Park by Stanley Park, the Bay Sip-In, various riots, invading the U.S. consulate and stealing the flag and the eagle off the wall. And we actually have the flagpole. Not anybody of us was involved in that, but it somehow...
Absolutely not.
It appeared, it was presented, it came in a brown manila envelope at night, and we have that as part of the production. It's in the show, as is a chunk of the Peace Arch that would somehow... liberated from the border on May 9th, 1970.
Just fell off.
Yeah, and it was just picked up and found its way into our production. May 9th, 1970 was the historic day, the day the Yippies invaded America and caused $50,000 damage to new cars. I'm actually, now that I mentioned that rioting thing, there was a lot of rioting going on then, but it was very different than the rioting that we just saw this past week. In fact, tomorrow after the performance, it's a matinee performance, we're having a panel discussion. Yippies and Yahoos, what's the difference? Because Yippies ran amok in the streets, they destroyed property and... they didn't fight each other or anything, but there was a lot, and they were young people, so it was a lot, there was some overlap with the stuff that happened at the hockey riot, but there's big differences, and so a number of the veterans of the Battle of Blaine and the various disturbances that happened at that time will be at the Culch tomorrow after the performance for a panel to discuss what's the difference between our riots and other people's riots. And it's topical right now. So, of course, the Yippies are always looking to rip off media. So we're very happy in that sense that the riot happened. Of course, we're not saying we approve it or don't approve it. But as long as it happened, we might as well try to exploit it to our benefit. Because I know I'm rambling on. I just wanted to mention that right now I'm into shameless self-promotion because we got the play going. So anything that we can take advantage of, I will.
So I'm going to ask you a follow-up question on that. What in a in a short form is your distinction between what happened here outside the hockey arena and what the Yippie movement was involved in, whether Gastown or Blaine or any of the others?
Well, first, the things that are similar, it was young people involved, and mostly, just as it was just recently, and there was a lot of, there was property destruction type of thing, and there was a disorder in the streets, and the reach of the state or whatever the institutions was neutralized at that point. So those are the things that are in common. The things that's different, and which to me is the main difference, is the Yippie events were political in motive. The targets were political targets, the banks, the things that having to do with the Vietnam War. And it was a conscious thing. It was supportive. Organized people would be together to protect each other from if any was any danger or harm or anything like that. But it's basically political. And it's property damage. It's not. And this is a point that's made in the play too. We were not for injuring people or anything like that. So there's quite a bit of difference, and it was organized. However, superficially, there was some things that kind of looked the same.
Okay. What audience do you want most to come and see this play and to get a sense of what the Yippie movement was?
Well, that's a good question, because that's the thing we've been going around about in ourselves. First of all is the nostalgia angle and all the old retreads. We've emptied out every nursing home, rehab center, and halfway house in the Lower Mainland to drag out all the old lefties and old Yippies and stuff to come and to remember their history, which has been a really great part of, important to our history, of the history of the city. And we want people to remember that and be happy and proud of it. So obviously that's one whole sector. But then there's the new generation and people to learn, what happened then, if there's things that they can learn from it. And we've gone to the some of the youth groups, especially the Purple Thistle, which is in the East End. We really like them. They're not Yippies, but, you know, a lot of the kids then that are there now would have been Yippies then. I've written a song. I'm the lyricist and for the show, and we've written a song, From Below, which is about their attitude towards political activism in life and taking power ourselves. It's in a hip-hop style, so it's addressing youth of today. So that's it, the old broken-down, old retired, Yippies and people from that era, plus the youth of today, to relate and to see if there's any lessons that are the same. And that's who we like, and we've actually bringing in young people to come to see the show.
Talking about lessons, the play has two parts. In the first act, there are a whole series of the various events that the Yippies were active in creating, generating. And it's full of enthusiasm, it's full of energy, it's full of optimism. And then it sort of climaxes with the Gastown police attack, and then somebody serving a 2.5-year prison term. Mm-hmm. Act two deals with the kind of, seemed to me, the disintegration, the fragmentation, the evaporation of the Yippies as a movement. And I'm wondering to what you attribute that short life and that dramatic change.
Well, it's two factors. And it's dealt with in the play. We obviously thought about this. I'm not sorry that it was fantastic and great and wonderful while it was going, but I'm not sorry that it ended. We're not looking to establish an organization that was going on, for all time or anything. And it was very intense, as I said, at that period. Mordecai, you know this because you were there. You cannot live at that level of intensity, maybe a few people can, but most people can't. It was like every day. There was one line, the summer of 1970, there's one line in the play where she says to him, you've got to quit that rinky-dink job and go on welfare like the rest of us, because you're going to be too busy to be working, because it was just so much happening. Life was lived very intensely when young people, young people live intensely, but this was in a political context. So we couldn't keep going that way at that you know, every day, get up, well, what demo are we going to do today, or where are we going to run amok in the streets? That's number one. And number two is the evolving of the movement as a whole. And there was a few groups at that time, in the early part of that time, but more groups, you know, like Red Power, Black Power, gays, women's movement, everything's environmental movement. All these things are great, and they all evolved from that period. And so people went off into all these other things. It was no longer, as one of the characters in the play says, what happened to our movement, you know, all together for against the war and for drugs and rock and roll. Well, that was very intense in driving it for a year or two, but it had to broaden out. So I see it as a good thing. Then I don't see it as disintegration of the yippies, but evolving the people that involved. And as I said, we had our reunion the other night, and everybody, not everybody's super active, but everybody has still got those attitudes, and they're happy with that period, and they come away with that and become, you know, citizens of the just normal citizens, but do have the attitudes that were developed then. So I see it as a good thing that it didn't last. It was too intense to last, and there was more stuff happening for people to get involved in.
The play used a lot of the words, exact words, of Mayor Tom Campbell at the time, the establishment figures of Judge Bewley, right. And I'm sure you must have got a lot of joy out of re-quoting those people, seeing them as so fatuous in their comments and so exaggerated with the passage of time. All that was very evident now that the fear was left. Now you've got Vancouver City celebrating some odd thing, 125th anniversary, and it's become a patron of this, among many other things, of course. How does that strike you?
Well, it's ironic because at the time the yippies were reviled by the establishment, the authorities, and we have lots of scenes of the Campbell coming in and denouncing them and having big fights, and we have a scene of the yippies going up to City Hall with boxing gloves. We had a candidate for mayor, Zaria Andrew, and she challenged him to a boxing match up at City Hall, but he chickened out. He said she might beat me. But then it got into a big argument about drugs, alcohol, and marijuana. Yippies accuse him of drinking, and he accused them of using marijuana. So everything was obvious on both sides. And then the people, you know, the police and the courts were really come down on the yippies. And so they were complete anathema to the establishment. And now here we are 40 years later, recognized, honored part of history. All of a sudden, you know, we're recognized. We got $5,000 from the city to help us put on the play. And we're listed, and they're recommending sending people to the play. They gave us bus shelters. We got 12 bus shelters. If you go around the city, you'll see some of them on huge big billboards that they're paying for, and we got the Jumbotron on top of Granville Street. They're advertising, so it's a real hoot. Or it could mean we're domesticated too, or no longer a threat, so now they can revel in the fact that they have this colorful history, because the yippies were the most colorful of all the opposition groups at the time, and doing stunts, levitating the cop shop, and the Bay Sip Inn, and running around in the streets, and the smoke ins and all that kind of stuff, because it was kind of a reaction to you know, the old left and marching around with placards and things, which is all important and really good, but the counterculture spirit was more colorful and theatrical, and this has continued to this day. I really look on the yippies as really contributing to the Vancouver style of politics, street politics, and having stunts, and even as it says in the play, Greenpeace, some of the Greenpeace people, which was the biggest stunt of all, sailing out into the ocean there to stop the bomb test. It was real theater, and some of them were inspired by the yippies.
Well, thanks for coming in, Bob. I'm going to let people know about the upcoming performances.
Okay, Mordecai, thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Bob Sardi. He's the playwright and lyricist, and talking about his current creation, Yippies in Love. It's being performed at the Kulch, Vancouver Kulch Cultural Center, tonight and every night till July 3rd, and evening performances are at 8 p.m., and there are also some matinees. There are Sunday matinees, both Sundays, this coming Sunday and the week after, at 2 p.m., and there's a Saturday, July 2nd matinee, also at 2 p.m.